The birds are singing again. The sky is upright blue. The ocean waves are making those wonderful sounds, and Kohli scores another 100. After Jaiswal put the Australian bowlers into the ground with his mammoth innings, Kohli used his shovel to pile on even more. It was India's day again, and with 3 wickets gone, chasing a monstrous 532, this game is pretty much out of Australia's grasp. With me, as usual, is my wonderful co-host Shabel, who isn't so wonderful at the moment. I'm pretty sure he has some strong thoughts on today's play.
Oh mate, oh bloody hell! You know when you talk about Kohli piling on the dirt, Bumrah took out all the dirt, choke slammed our top three, and put him into the put him in, completely buried us. Oh man, this is there's one there's a way to lose, right? You can cop losing, but this is men versus boys stuff, isn't it? We are copping an absolute belting here. This is getting we're absolutely cooked. We're at the absolute bottom of the frying pan here, getting burnt very badly. I don't know what to say. Really, where do I start? I mean, I think that the batting innings from India today went exactly the way I thought it would. They set up such a brilliant platform yesterday, the openers, and I thought the pitch would still be good to bat on in the first session and a half. But we spoke yesterday, hottest day of the game today. The cracks are going to start opening up, and you saw the signs of that. Later on in the India innings, some balls misbehaving a little bit. But the problem was that Mitch Marsh and Manus Labuschagne were bowling pies at that point. So we couldn't make use of that.
Let's
We
start
couldn't
there.
make use
Let's
of that.
start there. Let's start there. I have a big question there. What was
Pathetic.
the what was the if you were in the management, if you're Cummins or if you were McDonald right now, what would be your justification to the press saying, you know, this is the reason we bowled Labuschagne for so long?
Management of the top frontline bowlers. We're so far behind that, you know, we just want to manage the other guys, and that's 100% what they would say. 100%. They're throwing in the towel. The thing is, what would have been good if you had,
But
you
as
know,
far as I remember, sorry, as
if you
far
kept
as I
things a bit more
remember,
tight, but if you kept things a bit more tight, India would have likely would have batted longer. Kohli wouldn't have got his 100 as quick, and you may not have had to bat tonight. You know what I'm saying?
And look,
Those sort of
I see
things.
what you're saying. I get it, but as far as I remember, going back to the morning, Labuschagne was bowling in the first session today.
He bowled early yesterday too.
Yeah, he bowled
He bowled
early
just
yesterday. So I
before
don't
tea
think if
yesterday.
it's yes, if it is management, at least
This
give
shit
your
about Manus bowling. I've spoken about this all season. He's talked about bowling bounces in the press two or three times before this test series. Now, one of them was with the great cricketer, and those guys are awesome, and it's more fun and banter. But he's mentioned it again in the media before the series. And we see a lot of clips of him bowling in Sheffield Shield. Okay, fine. If you want to bowl a few overs for Australia to fill in a few overs throughout the day, okay. But I don't want him bowling bounces and focusing on that. Do a job with the ball, keep it tight because he's conceding a lot of runs. And then I don't know, he's just way off with the bat as well the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, he
And it
was the
seems
last wicket
as
to go
though,
today. You know,
oh, yeah, and it
leaving
seems
the
as though
ball
he's
of
focused
Bumrah.
more on bowling bounces than batting at the moment. I know it's difficult against Bumrah, and we'll touch on that. But man, we need the guy focused on the things that are important.
And look, another point I wanted to make about Labuschagne bowling is the most baffling thing throughout the day. It wasn't him bowling the first, you know, in the first hour or so. The most baffling thing about today was Kohli was on 94 or 93. You want to make it as difficult and prolong the 100 as much as possible from an Australian point of view, if you are the captain. And at that stage, he gave Labuschagne the ball to bowl some leggies. And instead of having, you know, Hazelwood or who bowled brilliantly today again, that guy's a machine. You know, or instead of coming himself, Cummins, you know, putting himself on, I think giving it to Labuschagne was, I think, a bit of a cop out, and that did not work.
It's rubbish. It was just negative stuff down the leg side that eventually got wided for by the umpire. You're right. We gave Kohli an easy passage. And look, you know, Kohli's been through a lot in Test cricket, and this is a very great moment for him and his supporters, his family, that he gets 100. But we made it too easy for him. You know, you could have made it a bit nervy. And that was my point before. You could have prolonged that so we don't bat tonight. You know, we had 20 minutes to bat against Bumrah and Siraj.
The
Man,
thing
I don't
is,
know what to say. It's like throwing in the towel. It's basically throwing in the towel at that point,
exactly.
saying,
Exactly.
we're so far behind, we may as well just keep the others on ice and go from there.
And I pointed this out as well. There's a lot of not a lot, but I saw a couple of comments on, oh, this happened because the Australian bowling coach is in Saudi
Oh,
for the IPL
it's one of
auction.
the
And I'm
worst
like,
takes I've ever seen. It's one of the
that
worst
is
takes I've ever
absolutely
seen.
preposterous. That is pathetic and
They've
disgusting to
all
say
got
that.
260 plus test wickets. If they
Exactly.
can't cope Daniel Vittori away for a couple of days at an IPL auction, then I don't know what's
You've
going
got trouble. I mean, you've got trouble. If that's your reason, you've got trouble. The reason should be Pat Cummins not having a plan at all. His entire captaincy to me is dependent on, okay, let's go hard at the in the first 15 overs, we'll get wickets. If that doesn't happen, I don't know what's happening. Let's just keep bowling. That's what it seems like so far. Things have worked out for him, to be honest. But I don't see him nearly as strategically sort of that level of strategic thinking that he has to put in when things get really hard. I don't see from see see that from him.
Maybe it's a bit harsh. I don't know if he's just good for 15 overs, 20 overs, and if we don't get anything. I thought maybe in the last year's Ashes, we were quite passive, but that was more of a team management thing as well. I think he could have tried a few different things here, on a bouncier pitch where it's not moving as much. You can always try the leg slip ploy,
Yep.
and
And I was
have a
surprised to
catcher
see
in there,
that.
try a few different things there.
Exactly. That is, I think, in the past few years, ever since I remember Neil Wagner in 2019, I think.
At that ground, yep.
Ever since that series, I remember the leg slip and bowling bounces in the armpit and shoulder level has been a regular strategy that bowlers and teams have employed in Australia, especially on such wickets. And that was nowhere to be seen today.
I think that could have been tried. I just thought, I think he tried to stick with, as you said, one plan a bit too long. And to be fair, I thought Nathan Lyon bowled beautifully today, and Hazelwood was quite good. I think Cummins, for me, was underdone in this test match with the ball. He hasn't played any red ball cricket since New Zealand in February, March, and it's shown because he had a 2 month layoff, midway through the year, having a rest. Then he came back, played a one-day game for New South Wales, and then a couple of one-day games for Australia. So he's looked a bit underdone.
And look,
And
Shabel, I agree with you there, but I don't think, and I know you're not giving that as an excuse. I know you, but I don't think Cummins, who has played 69, 68 tests
oh,
now.
look, of course, but you still need to be in that rhythm, Nash. I know he's played a lot of test match and he's a great bowler, but if you haven't bowled in a test match or red ball cricket for goodness knows how many months, nearly a year now, you're going to be a bit undercooked. It's Test cricket's a
So,
different beast.
will
But
India?
in terms of the captaincy, yes, there could have been a few other things tried. But to me, what it comes down to is yesterday with the new ball, I thought we were so flat, as I said yesterday in our review. So flat. And at that point, I tweeted India were none down for 30, or none down for 20 even. And they were rotating strike Jaiswal and KL Rahul. None for 22, the score was. And I said, they're rotating strike. The pitch looks more settled. India are in a magnificent position, and they've gone on and absolutely smoked us.
And the beautiful thing about India,
And we've rolled out the red carpet, by the way. We've rolled out the red carpet.
and the beautiful thing about India's innings today was, Jaiswal, I mean, the more the what can we talk about him? What an
His
innings! What
quality,
an
isn't he? He's.
absolute beautiful innings! The way he has carried himself after that first inning failure, I mean, that's absolutely brilliant. And I hope this is only the first of many hundreds he's going to score in Australia in the next few years and all over the world for that matter.
I
His
think he'll
stroke
score a lot
play,
over the world.
his risk taking, his confidence facing the bowlers. He wasn't shy to sort of play his shots when the time sort of the when the time demanded, and he took, like I said yesterday, he took every ball to the merit according to its merit. So that was beautiful to see. The thing that I think worked for India today, the why they were able to set that target even after losing, the three four, four I think they lost three quick wickets from 313 for three when they lost Jaiswal to 321 for five. They lost Jurel. In a matter of, I think, 18 balls, they lost like three wickets. I think after that, Australia had a chance to capitalize, not let that target slip away. keep it under 400 maybe. But
Exactly.
again,
Couldn't do it.
Washington Sundar and Virat Kohli played a beautiful, beautiful partnership and played a
Yep.
wonderful innings. And then Nitish Kumar Reddy came in and just hammered the bowler all around and played his shots, and that was wonderful to see as well. So my question to you is, will Australia ever beat India again in Border Gavaskar Trophy?
Oh, piss off. Probably not at this rate. I thought, heading into the series that both teams we said had flaws, right? But one team's flaws has been exposed so much compared to the other that we can't believe it, because India coming into this series were on the mat, 3-0 loss at home to New Zealand. They come here on our shores and do that. And who would have thought that Australia are going to cop one of their biggest defeats in history now after the first day, bowling India out for 150? At that point, Australia well placed. But the batting is a serious issue. I do feel for McSweeney, and there's some commentary around on social media now that Australia, didn't do the right thing picking him. But to be fair, the options have been light this summer. He's
I
been
mean,
very good this season so far,
Bancroft dismissed
but
again on a zero.
Bancroft's been dismissed in Sheffield Shield on zero. There's been a lot of ducks everywhere. The batting is not good at the moment in this country. And with McSweeney, I feel for him. He's come in twice in the twilight period against Bumrah. Day one on a very spicy pitch, as we know, where 17 wickets fell. And then today, 20 minutes, he's facing first ball. I don't know why he's facing
That
first
was
ball.
pathetic from Khawaja,
It's got to
to be
be
honest.
Khawaja facing first ball. You are the senior player. This kid's on debut. You're up against Bumrah with 20 minutes to go. You've got to own up, in my opinion,
I
and take the
can't.
first
I
ball.
don't know what how to justify that. I don't. I if I was in the Australian management, I don't know how to justify that.
Yeah, someone made a good point and said, look, even if McSweeney begged for it, Khawaja should say, no, nah, I'm the experienced guy, which I agree with. You are the experienced guy. This kid's on debut. He may have got out anyway. He may
That's
have got out
fine.
anyway, but that's not the point. The point is, yeah, you own up and take responsibility.
Absolutely, and I mean it has been a dream. These last 2 days, watching India play, and this is how, I just hope this is how every test goes. But we know how, how cricket is and how the sport is. So I'll just
We know how
enjoy
cricket
this.
is. We know how cricket is, but this is going one way.
Yeah,
It's as simple as
well,
that.
this test is, and we are one test closer to me having a clean shaven head. So,
Well, yes, you
but
might get that. You might win four tests. I'm telling you, that's
look.
not a joke.
If that happens, I'll be the most happiest, ball person ever. I would love that. I don't mind that. If India
Well,
are winning 4-0 and I have to shave my head, I don't have any problems with that.
Remember, India copped a big defeat, a memorable defeat, the first test of the last Border Gavaskar Trophy here,
Yep.
the 36 all out. We're going to cop a massive defeat here. We saw how India fought back. What have Australia got?
I mean,
If
it
it's on
wouldn't be
this
a
evidence, we're going to
massive.
get pumped again. If it's on this evidence again, we're going to get pumped again.
It
But I
wouldn't
want
be
to
a
see the difference.
massive comeback given it's your home grounds, but I mean, if anything, this shouldn't be the way how Australia is losing, especially in Perth. It's yeah. Look, we'll be doing this tomorrow, hopefully when India wins, and I
Lunch,
don't
lunchtime.
like. Oh, that's a good call. Probably, I would say lunchtime as well. But I was going to say maybe an hour into after lunch, but. Looking at 12 for three, Smith, and the only glimmer of hope that Australia have is Smith and Head come back to form. Head, channelizes his inner whatever he does, and just look. And honestly, I think that's what Head is going to try tomorrow. That's what the plan looks to be from Head and Marsh tomorrow is just see what happens, bash the ball around. And take on the bowlers. What do you think tomorrow when
Yeah,
Australia come out to bat?
I
What do
think
you think is
Travis
going to
Head
happen?
plays natural game, and the only positive will be if Steve Smith gets some time in the middle. But that at this moment is nowhere near likely, given his form and given the way India bowling and how the pitch is going to play now. Yeah, the whole thing was in this second innings was whether enough guys can get some runs. We're not going to chase the target, realistically speaking, but whether the guys can get some runs in and get some confidence. But you look at the quality of the bowling is amazing. But even last season, Nash, we were very shaky with the bat against Pakistan, West Indies, and New Zealand. Very shaky with the bat in those series. Technically, we're getting caught on the crease a lot, shuffling across our stumps, getting caught. So this is something the coaches, I think, have got to work on. How long till changes in this series from the 11? How long do you persist with a few of these
Oh, I
players?
think
Like,
I'm pretty sure journalists will find a way to blame the BCC and the IPL somehow,
well, look, the
but
journalists are thinking about Daniel Vettori, but we've got to be actually asking the big questions here about looking at Marnus's form, where his focus is at right now, looking at even Smith. Hopefully he finds some runs, but we've got to look, maybe do we look at a different bowling option? This trio of bowlers, the fast bowlers, have been magnificent for us over the years, but they've not been able to crack India
yep.
at home in the past couple of attempts. Do we bring in another bowler? I don't know. I don't think we'll make changes for the next test. No matter what happens, they'll stick with this 11,
I
and then
mean,
we'll
look,
see.
I think it's ping ball, so it could happen. You could see bowling in. I don't know. I mean, it ping ball, under the lights. India doesn't have a
Stark has
great
got a
record
great
with ping
record.
ball.
Stark has got a great record at pink ball. Cummins is the captain, and Hazelwood Bolt was our best fast bowler in this
Yep.
test match. So they're all going to play in the next game.
Also,
But
just so you know,
this series
I
could
looked at the
potentially be,
records.
a big turning point for Australia and the start of a big transition period, where we've been talking about this possible transition period on this podcast for a long
Yep.
time. We
Yep.
need new players coming in. It hasn't really happened because the team's done pretty well, but it's a very aging team now.
Yep. And
So.
look, I looked at the records today, and Stark against India in all tests out of
Not great.
19 innings averages like 36, I think 35,
It's very
36.
poor.
And then in the
And
last
it
two
is boosted.
series averages 40 plus.
And it's
So,
boosted by some lower order wickets as well. I remember
yep.
in a couple of the last series too. He hasn't really played well in the Border Gavaskar Trophy. And I thought the first innings he was so good.
And he
But
scored
hopefully,
100
and then
today.
he's been.
I mean,
Oh, far out. Well, at least we've got
sorry.
one pun somewhere. At least we've got one pun somewhere, which is good. But I thought he bowled so well in the first innings, and then. It was more of the same in the second, in what we've seen over the years. But I'm sure he'll play Adelaide unless there's an injury
Yep.
somewhere.
Last question before we go today. Do you think this Australian team in the last few years, they have achieved a few things. They have achieved obviously the World Cup, the World Test Championship, but from purely a playing perspective on the field, do you think you miss that Australian team of the 2000s who were kind of like,
Yes.
in the face of the
Yeah.
opponents and
Yeah. Look, I think. Look, sandpaper in Cape Town has caused all this. I think we've
yep.
seen Australia change a lot in that regard. Fix up the image, so to speak. And I thought yesterday was a prime example of very standoffish, where we had to be on the throat of the two openers and really giving it our everything, and we didn't. It was all very flat. But in terms of this team, it's been a very good team. They've achieved good things, but ultimately they're not at the level of the teams of the 2000s, the 90s. Those Australian sides that won everywhere, pretty much.
Yep.
This side has been very good, but there is a few things that they haven't achieved, like the other teams did. Particularly away from home, not as good away from home. Didn't play as much away from home as the others,
Yeah, like beating
but
India in
same.
India, beating India in Australia.
They didn't beat England in England when they should
Yep.
have. They haven't beaten India in Australia, right? So there's been a few things that they haven't ticked off. Although the success of the ODI World Cup, the World Test Championship, have been great, but this could be the series where, you might get a few players out of the team, possibly by the end of it if it gets really bad.
Okay,
And that's the
I'll ask you
start of the series.
after the test is tomorrow, after the test ends tomorrow, I'll ask you who do you think those players will be, but hold on to that thought for now.
Marnus for sure under pressure. Marnus, given his mindset. I mean, to review that at the end. To
Yeah.
review that at the end. I mean,
That was
anyway.
out more out of hope.
Even you couldn't even hope that it was missing the stumps. Anyway, so he's under pressure. I think his focus is not quite the same as it was when he's starting. He's thinking about a whole bunch of other things.
Bounces, yep.
Steve Smith is under pressure. Khawaja's got to perform in this series. And I'll also say Mitch Marsh as well, because we've got some all-rounders when Cameron Green comes back. Beau Webster's knocking on the door.
Yep.
There's a few players there that could look to, make a
Fair
case to make.
enough. Fair enough. Yep.
What a day it's been, Nash, because we think about Australia in this test match, and then Jai Richardson, who's a hope of making the test team in the future, hurts his shoulder high-fiving after taking a wicket.
Oh,
Is
he
it
was out for
serious? I
1
had a
year.
look. I had a look at the footage. He was walking off with it. Is it serious? I don't know what the
I
actual
think it's
verdict is.
serious because he was, look, he was out for 1 year, out of playing cricket, comes back, takes 2 wickets, and on his second wicket, injures his shoulder, high-fiving his teammates. And
What
he
a fucking
literally
disgrace.
walked out with the physio grabbing his shoulder. So I don't know if he has come back. I haven't checked the score after that, but I don't, yeah, it looked dangerous. It looked dangerous. So, yeah, let's see what happens.
Congratulations to India in advance. May as well not show up tomorrow, but it is what it is. Yeah, it won't last very long tomorrow by the looks of things. And continue their dominance here in Australia. It's far too good at the moment.
We'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys.
Thank you.